You're listening to The Pulse.
Hey, Fort Stewart and Wayne Army Community Hospital, it's Kevin Larson coming at you with another episode of The Pulse. Today I'm joined by Beth Abbott, the Chief Nurse of Pediatrics here at the hospital, to talk about back-to-school physicals, how to get one, and why they matter. Beth, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in medicine, and why did you enter the field of pediatrics?
Oh my gosh. So 28 years ago, actually 30 years ago, I decided to be a nurse. Thought it would be a way of taking care of people, and I went to nursing school. So I've been a nurse now for 28 years, 17 and a half of it here at Wynn. So my background here at Wynn is mother-baby, and then the last 9 years is pediatrics.
Absolutely fascinating. So do you like children?
Oh, yes. Honestly, at the beginning of my nursing career, if you would have told me I'd end up in pediatrics, I would not have believed it. But now I love it.
Why wouldn't anyone have believed it?
Didn't think that was my thing.
So let's dive right into this, the topic of the podcast. What's the purpose of a school physical, and at what age should a child's first one be scheduled?
Well, it is recommended through the American Academy of Pediatrics that all children get annual physicals. So that right there is a way we can monitor for proper growth and development in itself. Also, it's for preventative and safety measures so that we can make sure that the parents are up to date and doing what is recommended to take care of their children. Now, if their child is starting preschool at age 3, definitely, start at age 3. A lot of them, if they start, will start at age 4. So definitely get that. But at 4, they also need immunizations. So, that right there. And then again, we can take them on into kindergarten 5 and so on.
You're kind of touching on the next question, the differences between a well child visit where a child might get immunizations and a school physical where it sounds like they could also get immunizations, but aren't there differences between the two, or are they kind of the same thing?
They're very similar, very similar. The sports or school physicals, those are the ones that might go in a little more in depth as far as system reviews, making sure checking for scoliosis, checking, their extremities, their lungs, their heart, making sure everything is basically good so that they can participate in sports or extracurricular activities.
So components like that, and then what other components, like vision, hearing, things like that?
Now, there's things that parents and a lot of people get kind of confused. Is there's the when families first move to Georgia and they're brand new here, one of the things that the schools are having them get is a Georgia school screen, which is a Georgia 3300 form to be complete, which covers the vision, hearing. We do height and weight, which they're looking at for BMI, and then they're also looking for dental. Now, this is a screening tool and screening tool only. We still advise that they get their annual visits at the dentist and start seeing an optometrist, for their vision, but this is just a screening tool. And then they will need the GRITS form, which is the Georgia Registry of Immunizations, the 3231. That's one, and then separate is the actual physical in itself. So we have appointments that are nurse visit only for Georgia school screens, but a provider, we don't do the physicals with the nurses. That has to be with the provider.
What are some things that might come up during a school physical that might need to be looked at further and evaluated further? I'm guessing maybe like scoliosis or anything like that.
Yes, scoliosis, if there's a heart murmur, they definitely need to be further evaluated. If they failed the hearing screen, then we would refer them to audiology, do a little bit more in depth. If they failed the vision, the vision testing, the vision screening, then they would definitely refer them to an optometrist. And then pending their age, we also, have not just the alphabet, but we have the characters. So if it's the 4-year-olds who might not know their alphabet real good, we go over them with the other tool that has all the images on there.
So the audiology portion, the hearing test, do you guys here at Wynn, do we use the device that you basically plug the earpiece into the child's ear and then it essentially knows that the child heard the sound without the child having to do anything? Is it that tool?
No, what we use is we have like these earphones that we put on, and then, and of course it depends on the maturity of the child for the cooperation. So if when they hear the noise or the frequency, if it's in the right ear, we have them, you know, raise their right hand. If they hear it in their left ear, the left hand. So, yeah.
Sounds like the hearing tests I used to take back in the day at school. I won't reveal how old I am, but that's how I remember hearing tests being done. I can attest to my daughter's hearing tests at her pediatrician. They use a little handheld device to plug the earpiece in, and it utterly fascinates me that the device knows that the drum and everything reacted to the sound without her having to raise a hand at all. So medical technology is amazing. Yes. But I'm old school. I like the, yes, I heard the peep. I like raising my hand. But enough about me. So clearly, though, I am a parent. So what can parents do to help their child's emotional well-being during a school physical? I mean, it's not exactly fun to be poked and prodded and to have to sit there in a little gown and to, you know, be examined sometimes. Kids are naturally afraid of the doctor sometimes, it seems.
Fear of the unknown and strangers. That's a big one, especially with the younger ones. But preparing them, like talking to them of what the doctor's going to do. Or, you know, let's practice getting on a scale. Let's stand real tall, see how tall you are. You know, let them know we're going to be listening to their heart and their lungs and just talking to them about what we're doing. And a lot of times then, you know, they'll just actively participate in it rather than just kind of pull back and withdraw.
Very good. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, I wasn't necessarily the most cooperative patient as a child. Sorry, Mom. As children get older, you know, kindergarten to middle school to high school, are there different physical conditions that a school physical might suss out and might discover, or is it pretty standard across the board, no matter the age, you know, that this is what we look for, this is what can happen, or are there other things that can happen as a child gets older?
Well, we definitely look at their developmental, making sure they're right on task and on track for that next level. Is the 5-year-old ready for school? You know, being prepared and readiness. We also look at the middle school and talking to them more about the safety. The middle school, they start getting another set of immunizations, so we want to make sure that they're staying on task. And basically, that's why it's important every year to bring them in, is we need to make sure there's nothing going on, because now also we're looking at, you know, more behavioral health and mental health awareness. And that will start later on in middle and high school years. So, I mean, we start young, we look for developmental, but then there's other issues as they get older that we look for.
And then also possibly around the end of elementary school or the beginning of middle school, depending on gender, the beginning of puberty.
Yes, yes. And that's a whole nother issue in itself.
I'll invite you back for another podcast about puberty.
Oh, yes, that will be a fun one.
We might have to get behavioral health for the parents. Yeah, but we'll take a quick break here, and we'll talk about how you can go and get with the appointment lines, things like that, to schedule your child's school physical after this break.
Introducing Q Anywhere, your stress-free prescription pickup solution. Just get in line with your DoD ID, select your pharmacy spot, and we'll text you when your prescription is ready. Text I am here when you're on your way, and we'll have your meds ready for pickup. Quick, efficient, and easy. For refills, call 912-435-6576. Q Anywhere, because life's too short to wait.
And we're back. I'm joined by Beth Abbott, the chief nurse of pediatrics here at Wynn Army Community Hospital, and we're talking about school physicals and why they're important. So, like I said before we went to the break, how can parents set up their school physical appointments for their children here at Wynn?
Well, there's a couple ways they can do it. Obviously, they can call the appointment line, which is 912-435-6633. They can do that and request that they, you know, need a physical, a school physical. If it's just a Georgia school screen, they can schedule that. We do have dates open for, and that's a nurse-only visit, but we can do the Georgia School Screen and fill out the Georgia 3300 form. We also are looking at doing a Saturday clinic. That's still in the works, but it's looking like July 27th, and it'll be in the morning. So we're looking at getting that together and hopefully opening those appointments up soon, too, so they will be able to call appointment line. Another great way to get in touch with us, straightforward to us, is through the patient portal, Genesis patient portal, and they can request an appointment that way as well.
Perfect. So there you have it. Call the appointment line or go to the Genesis patient portal to set up those appointments for your kiddos to make sure they're squared away and ready to go every year for school. And then the bureaucratic side of things, what paperwork or documentation do parents need to bring, or what's required to get the school physical completed?
What we recommend is that the parents get if it's at the school physical, to go to the school to get the actual paperwork completed, because they're going to be the most up to date on all the forms. Because we have patients at Liberty County, Long County, Bryan County, Wayne County. We've got patients from all over, and they don't always use the same form. So to make sure we're doing it accurate the first time, we're recommending that they go to the school, get the forms. And actually, there's a parent portion of that paperwork that needs to be complete before the provider can actually fill their portion out. So if you get it ahead of time, you can complete it and bring it in complete, and it helps the appointment go a little bit smoother.
This is absolutely true. I can personally attest to that fact. Once again, I am a dad. Again, as a parent, what questions should parents be asking when they come to the child's physical? How can they take an active role in their child's health care?
That's a really good question, because, you know, a lot of times if the patient is having some issues before this appointment, it is better to get that addressed prior to the physical. So that if the patient's been saying, yeah, I've been having, you know, knee pain, foot pain, whatever, you know, in order to clear them for sports, we need to address what the pain is going on first, or if they're having shortness of breath. So if they've been complaining of that, or headaches, because it could be a vision issue or a number of issues. So it's, you know, talking to their kids, finding out if there's anything going on. And if there is, you know, let's address that before we do the physical.
And then how long does a school physical usually take? How long can we expect our kiddos to be poked, prodded, and examined?
So from the time they get called back by the nurse and the nurse does their screening portion to the time the provider comes in, it could actually be a good 20 to 30 minutes. So it can take some time. It's a little more thorough. Again, they're asking more in-depth questions for the sports physical, because we want to make sure that they are able to participate in sports.
I mean, that's not a terrible amount of time, 20 to 30 minutes, to ensure your kiddo's health.
No, not at all. And it goes by quick.
So we talked about the kids being nervous about the school physical. What about parents who are nervous? How can they alleviate their jitters?
I think by just being, you know, talking to the providers, talking to their kids, playing an active role in their health care.
And have you seen any trends in children's health that, you know, parents need to be looking out for, or things you've seen that you've identified during any particular school physicals?
I would say more recently it's been more mental health issues, anxiety and depression. For our older kiddos, and we do start on their annual visits, start doing depression screenings as early as age 11.
Wow, that is young, but yeah, I mean, mental health is important, just as important as physical health. So are there any myths or misconceptions parents might have about school physicals?
None that I'm actually aware of. I think the biggest one is that my kid's healthy, they don't need one every year. I think that is the one that we see the most. And then, of course, then when they need one, it's like, oh, you know, I need it like yesterday. So the biggest recommendation, again, is get that annual appointment, and then everything would be squared away when you do need the paperwork complete.
Very good advice. Is there anything you'd like to share or add that I didn't ask that we can close this out with?
I would say, you know, the more the parents are up to date, by maybe you going to like the American Academy of Pediatrics website, they have healthychildren.org on there, and it takes it by the various stages of a child's life. And you can get all the information as far as what they should be doing developmentally, for safety, immunizations. There's a wide variety. And then it takes it right up until the college years. So, and how to talk to your kids, you know. And it's a really great resource that, you know, parents, it's at their fingertips.
Fantastic. And that's it for this episode of The Pulse. Beth, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, like Beth said, there's lots of resources at parents' fingertips out there that you can use to keep in the know on your kiddo's health, but you can also always go to the wintricare.mil website. That's win.tricare.mil. And to our listeners out there, thanks for listening to our podcast. This is Kevin signing off, and I'll catch you on the flip side.